Hey, happy Halloween, stoners. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We've got a really fun Halloween episode for you here, but also we have a live show at the Upright Citizens Brigade this Saturday at midnight. We've got three amazing comedians, Matt Besser, Tony Charlene, and Nick Mandernach, are going to get high and do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. So head on over to imtooeffinghigh.com for more information on how to get tickets. They're very cheap. The show's very fun. You can come and blaze with us, and we'll hotbox the theater, and we'll have a great time. See you Saturday at midnight, and enjoy this Halloween episode from the past. Eyes start to bleed. Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effing High. I'm your very high host, James Mastriani, and I am very excited about this episode. I'm very excited about this show. Also, I'm very high, so I couldn't be happier. This is the show where we try to help normalize cannabis through the language of comedy, and we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. And there's nothing more positive than laughter. Maybe that's not true. I guess there's other positive things out there, but laughter's charity. Up there. Charity is a good
helping.
One.
Helping.
Yeah.
But if you're laughing while you're doing it,
yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah. Nothing makes you look more like a maniac than laughing while charity, you're doing charity. Just maniac. Yeah. Just like.
Too much, James.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to gauge like what commitment level, you know?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Too much.
It frightened me.
Yeah. Me too. With me, as always, is my right-hand man and co-host, DJ Blue Dream. Hold up. Smoke weed every day. How you feeling, DJ Blue Dream? You pretty, going back around for another one.
I'm feeling good. I'm so high.
Yeah, me too. So
it's a bit of a like giggly high, you know?
I am too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. What was that shit in the joint?
It's called Sour Blueberry.
Okay.
It's a mixture of sour diesel and blueberry. It's a very speedy sativa, but very creative as well. And yeah, it's got a little bit of amphetamines. If you are into that sort of thing, I know I am.
Vaping amphetamines.
Yes.
That's just meth, right?
Yeah.
That's doing meth.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, but it's water vapor, so it's not as bad for your lungs, you know? Yeah.
Doesn't bother people at restaurants.
Yeah, and you don't lose your teeth. Guys, we do new episodes of this podcast every single Tuesday. We also do a live show every month at the Upright Citizens Brigade. The next one is October 12th at midnight. And boy, is it going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah,
it's always an experience. But in this show, our guests, we already got them. For $5 a ticket, you can come and see Tim Baltz, Mary Holland, and Sissy Fenwick get high and do comedic challenges for $5. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a party.
Yeah.
Room's going to be full of smoke.
Roll a joint, pack a bowl,
get
take some edibles.
It sells out.
Yeah, every show sells out, so make sure you get there. And check out the podcast. Rate, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Because we need your help to normalize cannabis. It's still a fight. It's still an uphill battle. What else, DJ Blue Dream? Anything else before we get to our guests?
You know, cookies are good. They're really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good point. cookies are good.
Counterpoint.
Cookies are great. Awesome. Well, let's meet our guests. These are three veteran comedians at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. Two of them have been on the show before. One of them is a rookie. We'll let you figure it out which one is which. We've got Mono Agapian is here.
Hi.
Mono.
Hi.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah. So I always ask every guest, first of all, thank you for being here.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having me.
And I'm so excited to have you come back and do this show again. You were on it before. Mm-hmm. Really want to have you come do the live show. I think that would be so fun to have you do it live with us.
Heck yes.
But what is your, other than, you know, currently right now for this show, what is your normal relationship to marijuana like?
I generally smoke weed probably once a week.
Nice.
That's maybe sometimes more.
Is it so when you smoke weed once a week, is it your weed or is it because it comes to you and you just smoke it because it's there?
It's weird because we have a house where there's just a lot of weed in a chest on like the living room table. Truly. And it just feels like I've never opened it and not seen weed in there.
That's great.
But I haven't bought weed in years.
If there was a chest in my apartment that anytime I opened it just was always full of weeds and I never paid for it, that would be my like
dream.
Fountain of youth
or like gold at the end of a rainbow.
It's like a treasure you would trade in a story.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that would be my three beans from
it only costs the market. One. You just need one bean.
Oh my God. Yeah,
you can keep the other two beans. Yeah, I think that's probably why I like I love it, but like it's easier for me to not sometimes. I also just think for me, like, I have to feel like I earned it. Uh-huh. Which I think I talked about last time I was on here. Like, if I feel like I earn it, then I can enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to have had a productive week?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's easy for me to spiral sometimes.
But if you haven't had a productive week, you know, I think you got to punish yourself by smoking some weed.
Think about what you've done.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Done?
Yeah.
I had a high thought last night when I wasn't high.
Nice.
That I need to share with you
Please
guys.
Please do.
I heated up slices of pizza. I was heating up slices of pizza. And I thought, isn't it strange that to heat up a slice of pizza, you have to make it too hot to eat? Because if you go under...
That's very funny.
It's not good,
what
yeah.
is that?
Yeah.
If you go under, you're like, I didn't... What was even the point?
That's
great. It
has
to be sizzling to the touch.
That's a high idea.
That's a high idea.
It's a high idea. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, I challenge anyone to say, I pulled out a slice of pizza when it was hot enough to eat.
That's true. Yeah.
It's impossible.
You have to go past the threshold of eating before you can pull it out.
To let it cool off to eat.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Mind blown.
Mind blown for sure.
Mind
thank
blown.
God you thought that thought.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm really glad.
We wouldn't have had it otherwise.
I know.
I mean, I can't think of a better place for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Pretty high.
For the show, yeah?
Yeah, probably an 8.
An 8.
Probably an 8 out of 10.
All
also
right.
Because I thought about how weed is not bad. And I was triggered by this because I was watching Hulu and the commercials, there was like back to back, there was like a enjoy the flavor of Miller Lite.
Oh,
there was one
yeah.
of those.
Yeah.
And then right next to a weed is killing teenagers.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
So tone deaf.
It was so tone deaf, and it's so crazy how we just like one more than the other.
Yeah.
Though the one is way more deadly.
Way more deadly.
Way.
And also, like, I'm not even, you know, I'm not anti-alcohol. I like a beer.
It's fun.
Now and then.
It's
I like,
fun.
Yeah, but.
But invite everyone to the party, okay?
There it is. There it is. Well, thanks for being here, Mono.
Of course.
So excited. Yeah, this is going to be great. Also here and back on the show is Hillary Ann Matthews. Let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn around. Yeah. Into
Wow, thanks for singing that song for us, Hillary. That was beautiful.
Oh, gosh. I
the fade out was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. Hi there. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thanks for being back. And so what is your, just like asking Mono, what is your relationship currently to marijuana?
Yeah, we are rare visitors. So
very rarely.
Thank you.
There it is. So what is rare for
like,
you?
I was trying to think about it like once every 2 months, maybe.
Wow. Once every 2 months.
But in my head, I'm like, I'm getting loose all the time. Right. But in execution, I am not.
Right.
I'm getting loose 6 times a year.
So is that like... So when you say you're getting loose 6 times a year, is that you understanding that that weed helps you get loose, but you just don't do it that often?
No.
Or
you're hearing what you want to hear, James. That's not me.
So what is it then? So what is, why is it only?
Oh, I don't know. It just like, I think maybe it is an undertaking for me.
Got you.
So
do you get anxiousness? Do you get,
yes.
Got you,
yes,
got you,
yes,
got you.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, so
you were being facetious in the looseness.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
you.
Well,
okay.
You know, but it, I mean, whatever, you're kind of throwing up your hands.
I was throwing my hands up?
No. I mean like, the looseness, like, it's not 100% enjoyable to me.
I see.
But it's also, there's a large percentage that is enjoyable mm-hmm. to me.
Oh, yeah. You're sort of, yeah. I totally get that. I think
obviously,
sometimes.
Obviously, like, fun in the right circumstances mm-hmm. for me. And I cannot be productive on it.
Yeah.
So,
that's
know.
Fair.
You
that's
know?
Completely fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever messed around with, like, different strains or ever experienced or experimented with, like, oh, maybe I'll...
No, nothing yeah. very intentional or, like, aware like that.
That's cool.
But I would be open to suggestions.
I don't. Yeah.
You don't have to give them to me now. I was hoping you. Would
well,
think
why
about
not?
It
that's
for
what
a while.
This show is for. Okay. This. Yeah. You know what I would say, honestly, is
dab rig.
What's that?
Dab rig. She should have a dab rig.
Yeah. You need to get a dab rig immediately. Yeah. First, here's what you do: down a bunch of edibles, right? I think, like, I would start with like a vape. Of some sort of a relaxing indica
yes.
to sort of train on it a little bit to like, I think sometimes people that aren't used to being high or having their brain like start, you know, connecting all these parts of their brain that aren't usually connecting. I think to have something with like CBD in it is really nice. And to vape, I think is good because it's not super overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really enjoyed yeah. that CBD vape.
I loved that CBD vape.
It was my boyfriend has one that's really good.
Ugh.
A CBD oil.
It's like 4 parts CBD, 1 part THC.
That might be the right like ratio for you.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Okay,
something
thanks,
to think
guys.
About. Yeah.
Thanks, my dads. All my dads.
No
does.
Problem, daughter. Right now, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How high are you?
I'm like a solid 7.
Solid 7.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, so excited you're here. Welcome
Thank
back,
you.
Hillary.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Also here is Michael Capristo. Stop me, hit the pun like Cheech and Chong. And sell takes from here to Hong Kong. So roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. So, Michael, tell us about your relationship to marijuana.
I think I have like a hard-earned like balanced relationship with
hard-earned
yeah.
balance.
Like it's like 10 years it took me to like calibrate where I should be, and it's like I think I average like 3 times a week.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
That's where your average is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
that's
I think
great.
That's like the golden ratio for me.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had a time in your life where you smoked every day? Or?
Oh, yeah. Like college.
College.
Half of college smoked every day.
Yeah.
And then being like, well, I think you get into a moment where you're riding a crest of smoking constantly and you're like, yeah, this is feels sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a couple weeks later, you're like, I think I need a couple moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can tell you, friend, it is sustainable. Smoking weed every day is absolutely sustainable. Yeah. I mean, has been for me yeah. for I don't know, 10, 12 years maybe.
Yeah, you gotta, well, you gotta find your own balance.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah. And where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 right now?
I think I'm at a 7, but I also just faced this cold brew, so I'm like fucked up.
Cool.
Yeah, what do they call that? The poor man's speedball, right? Yeah. Mm. Is it the poor man's speedball?
I think so. Yeah.
Wouldn't a speedball be a poor man's speedball?
Because a speedball is Coke.
It's Coke and heroin.
Oh yeah.
I think it's weird. It's a paradox because you need money for Coke.
It's but weird to add class to this.
But you don't need money for heroin, so it is a little bit of a paradox.
It's the drug of the middle class.
Oh my God. Yes, this is how we get equality back.
And that's why it's disappeared. Okay. Because the middle class disappeared.
So this is a middle class speedball.
That's a middle class speedball. There we go. Inspirational drug. That's really funny. Well, I am super excited to have you guys here. This is going to be a blast. This is going to be so much fun. Before we get to the first comedic challenge, I just want to jump into this first segment really fast because this isn't just it is a comedy podcast, but it is also a marijuana advocacy mm-hmm. podcast. So let's just talk a little weed news.
Weed news.
So weed news is where we talk about what is in the news right now about weed. And DJ Blue Dream, could you pull that one? It, for some reason, my iPad will not let me pull these news things up.
You know, when that music was playing to introduce this segment, your iPad in your hands looks exactly like those little cards that they hold. And so it truly, visually, for me, incredible.
Yeah.
What do you mean cards? Like
the news.
Like the news. Oh, the news. That's so funny.
Also, yeah.
Weed news.
This can all get cut out. But
none of this is getting cut out.
Okay. But when you were talking about like the like that weird moment in your highness, mm-hmm. I just wanted to share with you that I refer to that as the Babadake. And I also am affected by that, where it's like there's always a Babadook lurking in your highness to come get you. It's also a fun opportunity to be Australian.
Yes. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
So beware the Babadook.
Babadook. So the thing I wanted to talk about in today's weed news is so officially the city of Vancouver has decided that it will now allow its police officers to smoke marijuana and will not drug test them for cannabis any longer as long as they're sober and fit for duty, which I think is fucking great because
that's awesome.
You've got, you know, I'm not trying to generalize here because obviously there's a whole bunch of different types of police officers, but I knew some cops growing up and some people that became cops growing up and it's always been a very big part of the drinking culture, the alcohol culture, mm-hmm. at least in Pittsburgh where I'm from. And man, I think if cops could smoke a little weed after a tough shift and not drink and get
that's ridiculous.
Angry and I
didn't even think about that.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think about how crazy that, how cops, is that, how well is that tested here?
Oh, in America, they're constantly tested.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I can't think of a job that needs weed more.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right?
I feel like people don't like to admit that there's certain like jobs in society that people need to address directly with like a drug.
Yeah.
You know? There's like and you might as well choose not alcohol.
Police. Like surgeons, EMTs, yeah.
We feel like we need to decompress, and some of us do very silly things for money.
Absolutely.
I was pretending all day.
I know,
at a place where they fed me and let me sit down for 8 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Alcohol take me away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, of course, a cop needs to smoke weed.
I'm so stressed out. I got high and wrote this podcast episode of this show where I get high and I need to get high to get rid of the stress of getting high. And so I get it.
Yeah.
I so just, stupid. You know, our neighbors to the north, they do so many things well and correct. And this is another one of them. So good for you, Vancouver. Yep. Good for you, Canada.
All of Canada is going to legalize weed in 16 days.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
The entire country.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I would love to, like, smoke weed with a Vancouver police officer. Mm-hmm. I think that would be dope. That would be super cool. You can learn something from each other, you know? We can certainly learn something from each other.
How many departments here in the United States like turn a blind eye? Like, certainly L.A. does.
I mean, they definitely turn a blind eye to murder constantly, so... So I think that they probably... I think they let a couple cops smoke a joint here and there.
I think so.
Yeah, I would imagine.
How fucked other, up.
Yeah. Say, this is the other purpose of this podcast, is getting cold case files off of the books.
That's right. We don't... We're one-stop shopping of justice.
What's so crazy is that the inverse must be true. Like, I guarantee there's L.A. police officers who got someone who stayed on the job after murdering.
Yeah.
Senselessly, but someone who was probably fired for weed. That certainly has happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Wow. Probably... in the 30s or 40s, and you know what I mean? Like, even back then when the devil's leaf was all kinds of blasphemy and, that's interesting. Wild world we live in. That was weed news, you guys. Thanks for letting me share. Appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Appreciate it.
I learned.
Yeah. Go Vancouver. Let's get to our first segment here of Comedic Challenges. This segment is called the Hypothetical Situation. There it is. So the theme for the hypothetical situation for this episode is pumpkins.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that time of year. Pump. That's the sound of a pumpkin taking a nap.
Sorry, guys, I have to take a shit.
Yeah. Could you imagine if, like, what if you were walking through a... what if that is the noise that pumpkins made, and you're walking through a pumpkin patch, and that's the noise that you hear? I'd never go.
I can't tell if I would be scared, because, like, on the one hand, I think it's kind of cool. I think it's one, because it's like, what can they do?
I guess we'd be used to it, right? It'd be a part of our reality. So,
right,
yeah.
So they are not mobile, but can they, in this situation, they make that sound verbally, but they're not mobile.
Yeah.
Well, like, even if they are, I feel like they're so easy to kick. Right?
They are really heavy. Yeah. So what if they started rolling?
Oh, that's true.
Okay, that's a little scary.
That is scary.
I've been picturing a jack-o'-lantern this whole time. Like a fully carved out pumpkin.
Ooh, good call.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, same.
Well, but they have to, if it's verbally, how are they making these sounds? Verbally, then they have to have
either
mouths.
Way, vibrating. Just find a small set of stairs and you're safe again. Like,
I guess I'm picturing their velocity being like uncontrollable. So they could like
the
bounce
heft
up.
Is,
yes.
Yeah, I got
that's
you.
Funny.
They could bounce upstairs. Okay.
Well, speaking of jack-o'-lanterns, Hillary, you're going to go first.
Okay.
All right. So Hillary, your hypothetical situation is you are soliciting people outside of a grocery store, trying to convince them that carving scary faces into pumpkins is wrong and that pumpkins deserve happy faces. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Awesome. And for the hypothetical situations, anybody can jump in or improvise or whatever. It's like I said, very laissez-faire here. Whatever happens. Laissez-faire means...
you need people to walk by, it seems like.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I don't. Am I good?
Hillary Ann Matthews.
Hey, that's such a cute dog.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I'm just getting in my car.
Oh, that's so great. It's too bad that the weather's not really getting colder faster, huh? Still sweltering out here.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
I know, even though it's autumn. Do you like autumn?
I like autumn, yeah. I like the leaves are changing and stuff. Yeah, sorry, I totally understand.
I also, I understand, because keeping your teeth is probably very, very necessary for biting into all those caramel apples. We love autumn.
Okay.
What I get concerned about is kind of the moral soundness of autumn. You know, our children are growing up and you know, they sometimes, you know, Halloween can be scary. That's in autumn. And, you know, I just was thinking recently that our children become what we put into them.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean literally, though it's true that eating vegetables is important, but more the face that we show them, you know, on our own faces and just in every depiction of a face that they see. Because we want them to be imbued with good energy. Because that's what we need to cultivate, oh, in this political atmosphere. Oh my gosh. I mean, we need to cultivate. Don't even get me started about the current political atmosphere. We need to cultivate positive vibes, positivity. Pumpkins deserve positivity. Doesn't every being? We're all just collections of cells. Why should we deserve positivity and pumpkins not?
My appointment
would you
is in
please
Glendale.
Would you please sign this form saying that children should only be able to carve happy faces into pumpkins to make happy jack-o'-lanterns?
That's what this is about? That's this whole cause?
Absolutely.
What?
Did you not understand?
I thought
I'll take it from the top.
No, please. I truly thought this was about nutrition or like their children's diets being corrupted. I'm sorry. I have to leave, okay?
Hey, Billy Corgan, you just go ahead and park the van around the corner. I'm going to run into this Ralph's real fast, okay? Billy Corgan, I'm Smashing Pumpkins. I'm in the band, too.
Oh, my God. Is that Billy Corgan and then the other guy who's in Smashing Pumpkins?
Excuse me, lady. I'm trying to get into this Ralph's real fast.
Oh,
I got to pick up some pumpkins and stuff.
Holy shit.
What?
Holy fucking shit. I'm so sorry. Are you? Are you not Billy? You're not Billy Corgan, are you? Oh, my God. Are you?
No, I'm not Billy Corgan. Billy's actually parking the van, but I am in the van. I'm in Smashing Pumpkins.
You are the other one.
I am.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I got you two confused.
Yeah.
Wow, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Hey, Jimmy Chamberlain, when you going into the Ralph's, Jimmy Chamberlain of Smashing Pumpkins?
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Jimmy Chamberlain. Thanks for recognizing me. Yeah.
Jimmy Chamberlain.
Hello?
Sorry, why are you blocking my way into the door?
I just, this is so wild that you're here because I have long since wondered what I would say to you if I ever saw anyone of your very recognizable faces out in the world.
Oh, you're a huge fan.
Excuse me?
I said, oh, you must be a huge fan. I get it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, incorrect.
Melancholy was a piece of art.
Shit. Actually, it was okay, but I... But listen, because I deserve this. This is like when Charlotte's water breaks, when she finally sees Mr. Big after he ran out on Carrie at their wedding. He couldn't get out of the car. He couldn't get out of the car.
Is this from Charlotte's Web? What is this from?
It's from Sex and the City.
Thank you.
The movie.
Oh.
Thank you.
Was that Jessica Sarah
Random
Parker?
Shubber.
Wait, Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes, it was me. It's also really cool when Charlotte's like, no, don't.
Yes.
You don't.
Exactly.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, this is that moment for me. Okay. Do not enact violence against pumpkins. Do not. Pumpkins deserve positivity like you or I or especially Carrie Bradshaw deserve. Your name alone, the very thing you stand for, is a flaming torch to enacting violence.
Man. Jesus Christ.
Will you sign this petition to only carve positive faces on pumpkins?
Hey, man, the van's too big for any of the spots, so I'm just going to idle here.
You didn't try a handicap spot?
Which one are you? Billy Corrigan.
Yeah, that's me.
Hillary Ann Matthews. Oh, man.
God, I could have listened to that for hours.
That was so funny.
I was like, is it going to be more fun to enter as a goth kid? Or like,
oh god,
or
yep.
Just like a local haunt owner.
A local haunt owner. That's really funny.
That was great. That so was good. Great, Hillary. Mono, you're going to go next.
All right.
So, Mono, you work for the dealership that supplied the fairy godmother with the pumpkin carriage in Cinderella. And you are trying to sell DJ Blue Dream here some of your other vegetable and fruit vehicles or vehicles that turn into vegetables and fruits in this fairy tale. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a car salesman and you famously sold the pumpkin carriage for Cinderella.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Mono Agapian.
Hey there. It's Hi. A beaut, isn't it?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hey, DJ Blue
nice.
Dream.
Nice. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Yeah, yeah. I hear you. You know, this zucchini may look like a zucchini right now. I love that you're already interested in it.
I mean, I'm honestly just more curious, you know? It's like, what is this?
It is on a pink carpet pedestal. So.
Yeah. I was like, what the? I thought I walked into a dealership, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are a dealership.
Oh, okay.
Specialize in produce vehicles. Okay. You might remember us from a little story called Cinderella.
You made the pumpkin carriage?
Yes, 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 yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, yes.
I sold it at least. I got great suppliers here, you know. Got a little factory out back. We make them all here.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Wow. I mean, I walked in being like, this is a whimsical-looking dealership, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the zucchini here?
This zucchini is fantastic. This zucchini becomes a Kia Borrego.
A Kia Borrego?
Now, that is a full-size SUV competing with the likes of Toyota Land Cruisers. And, you know, Range Rovers.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
much, if not all, of those luxury amenities at a much less scary price.
Wow. I guess I was expecting everything to be a little more old-timey just because of your famous pumpkin carriage work. But I guess these now just become modern cars.
Yeah, we have a lot of different vehicle needs. We also have a carrot that becomes a boat. Yeah. And
I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry if some of my knowledge isn't, you know, I just went on the internet to look up some of this stuff, but the cars only turn at the stroke of midnight, or
That's
can
right.
I customize the hour? Because I got to get to work at like 10 a.m.
That's right. This is a Kia Borrego from midnight to dawn.
Okay. That's tough for me. I have a day job.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Shoot. We also have a little section back here where we have some used Toyotas and stuff. But you don't want one of those.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to interrupt real fast.
No worries.
Sorry, I'll let you get back to your thing. Mm-hmm. You sold me a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You sold me that Ford F-250.
Mm-hmm. That's also an onion?
That also turns into an onion. Yes.
You didn't put it. Please don't tell me you put that onion in a bread box or small closet.
Well, of course I did.
Oh no.
And you can't imagine what happened in my kitchen at midnight.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
Not anymore. It was their midnight snack.
What? Wait, you give them an onion at midnight?
Yes.
Do you grill the onions? I'm so sorry.
Raw onions.
I'm so sorry.
They went to bite the onion.
I thought I'd make it very clear. Read the handbook.
Yeah.
Read the handbook.
I should have read the handbook.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Now you don't have a job for your graveyard shift.
No.
To and from the cement yard.
No. Well, anyways, I just wanted to come and let you know that you killed my kids.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry does it not the word.
No,
but
it's okay. I'll let you get back to your buying a car.
We have a grieving customer care center just right over there to the left.
Okay, thank you.
Shoot.
I won't lie. That does dampen my enthusiasm for Frank.
I was being nice, but he's an idiot. What a stupid idiot.
I mean, sure.
Gives kids onions.
For a midnight snack. That,
oh,
yeah.
My God, I can't believe he has a wife. You know, I'm single, and sometimes I'm like, how the fuck did you find someone?
You're single?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Are you single?
I am. We cut to 1 week later. Hey, I met someone here who left the shoe.
I only have a shoe, but I can't find him anywhere. Do you mind if I try the shoe on?
Hey. Voice? It's me.
What?
I...
Salesman Rella.
Mono Agapian, a.k.a. Salesman Rella.
Oh my God, that was my evil stepdad. Salesman Rella's evil stepdad.
Also, can we just appreciate the visual of going to eat a raw onion and it turning into a Ford F-250 and crushing you. That was hilarious.
So fun.
That was hilarious.
I was amazing.
Prepping to do a Gremlins reference, but then I couldn't. I was like in my state, I was like, I genuinely can't tell if James is making Gremlins references now, so I'd better not do it in case I missed all of them.
That's really funny.
That's amazing.
I in no way was making Gremlins references, nor would I ever. You'll never catch me doing that.
I would like after each thing we get a little insight into Hillary's
what
was going on behind the scenes.
What were you sitting on? What were you sitting on?
Yeah, I did that. I like that. I like when you're like, if you could do that in an improv challenge, but hey audience.
Can I tell
you? I was gonna do that.
Absolutely. This is what I was sitting on in this scene right here, and I could have done this. Yeah, that would be fun.
After every scene, somebody's just like, anything get left on the table?
Nah, felt like I left it all out there on the stage, and
I feel like I would be the guy that when someone else says something, like, me too.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
That's so funny.
Group mind. Oh, wow.
Group mind. Mike, you're up. You're up. Really fast, DJ Blue Dream. Were you able to find any sort of sound effect to represent this other entity here?
Yeah. I do. I don't know if it's the right one.
I don't think it matters. Yeah, I think it could just. Yeah, this is silly. It's great. Mike, you're a salesperson at a Lids that sells hats, and the headless horseman comes in and he has a pumpkin instead of a head, and he's here to try on hats, and you have to try to help him.
Gotcha.
And DJ Blue Dream will have a sound effect that is a representation of the headless horseman.
Great.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Michael Capristo.
Hi. Oh. Hi. Welcome to Liz. Wow. Okay. How can I help you? Okay. Great. Okay. You're rearing up. It's bothering me. I'm sorry. Please. So we have a variety of hats. I don't know how to ask this. Where is the hat going? I feel like it could go on the pumpkin or on your shoulders or on the horse. So let's say the... Okay, so the horse is shaking his head no. So the pumpkin then? Okay, good. We got a lot of looks. We firmly believe that the hat says the most about someone fashion-wise. It's the most fashion-forward. It's the most obvious thing. You can't ignore a hat, you know? So what kind of vibe are you looking for? We have... we got some really cool, like, oversized build fedoras that are... They're almost like sun hats, really. But they still got that street 50s vibe, you know? Okay, again, you're rearing up and it's... Just say no or shake the pumpkin's head no.
Excuse me real fast. Mike, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah, hold on. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay.
You're doing great out there, bud. All right? Listen, we're overstocked on specifically New York Yankee visors.
Yeah.
All right.
We ordered a ton of those.
Yeah. Okay. I accidentally pressed that buy button too many times.
Yeah.
See if you can sell him a couple of New York Yankee visors. You know, maybe a jersey would be good too.
A couple of them and a jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Hey, well,
in the future, man, there's no shame in returning that stuff.
No. I don't wanna be a part of the negative aspect of commerce.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do with this guy.
Hey. Doing great.
Okay, thanks, man. Do you like sports? All right, well, I understand everyone feels strongly about sports. I would probably argue that baseball is probably the sport, you know, you really can't count on the NFL these days, and they're just they treat people badly and everything. I'd say baseball. And you would look, you know, America's team. Let me pitch you that. America's team. Okay. We're getting somewhere. I mentioned before that there's multiple places to put your hat, and at first I thought that was a liability or something we had to figure out, but now I realize you need three hats. I think you need one for the pumpkin, for the horse, and for your shoulders. Whoa, hear me out, okay? I think that if you're wearing one hat, that's probably the most distracting thing you can do. I think that if you want to make an impression, everything should have a hat, and that hat should say, America's baseball team. Okay, so I'm gonna give you three hats for the price of two. That's a done deal. And now, you gotta finish it off. You gotta have a jersey.
Head. I'm done at 5'7"9. I got myself a dress for tonight. Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm Head's girlfriend.
Oh, great. We're just picking out some gear.
Lovely. Yeah. Three hats, babe. Wait a second. That's weird.
I couldn't help but notice you came in and kissed the horse.
Baby. He can't see. He has no fucking head, you asshole.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's an open secret.
No. Ow. Ow. I'm being trampled in a lid.
Oh, God.
My cute dress.
Boss?
Hey, Billy Corbin, go ahead and park the van around the corner. Thanks for hanging out with me, Ichabod Crane. All right, I'm not in Smashing Pumpkins. Wish I was, though. Oh, hello.
Hi. Welcome to Lids.
Hi there. I'm Ichabod Crane. I'm looking for, I don't know, Yankees visor something. Oh, the Headless Horseman.
Yo, Ichabod, is Katrina up in this bitch?
That's all.
I haven't really sold any hats.
Michael Caprista.
Wait, who is Katrina in that story?
She's the hot farm daughter.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. Hello.
See, right. You went with a real reference, and I was just going to play a girlfriend.
Oh, it was perfect.
Very good.
Perfect.
She's very a good. Hot farm daughter.
That was great.
Look her up.
That was so funny.
Pretty hot farm daughter.
Yeah.
That's like the detail that you get that you're like, oh, I don't know this story at all.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I knew this story, and I don't know this story.
Yeah,
at
you
all.
Really, yeah.
I don't know it at all.
I didn't know it, and then I had to write an essay about it in college.
Really?
It's all about bounty.
Bounty.
A lot of images of American bounty.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah,
I don't even know what that means. What is American bounty?
Bounty is what's inside of a cornucopia.
It's a plenty.
Oh, a plenty, yes.
Interesting themes of like expansion and such.
Yeah.
Sure.
Conquering.
I really love that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll rewrite it.
Yeah.
Guys, that hypothetical situation was so much fun.
That was wild.
That was great. Concept. Yeah, really
Michael,
fun.
Michael, you did so amazing just improvising with horse noises.
Oh, it was so fun.
I was trying to find variations to be like,
oh, that was perfect.
They all sound like I'm being killed.
It's perfect.
They sounded horrible. One of them sounded like the Daffy Duck of horse screams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Guys, we've worked really hard. So why don't we go ahead and give ourselves a little bit of a blaze break. And if you're listening to this at home, go ahead. If you want to roll a joint or pack a bowl and join us, get a little bit higher, and we'll be right back. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. We are high. We are snacking.
Woo.
We are having a good time. We've got, for those listening at home, if you could only see the munchies we have here, we have chocolate chip cookies, pizzelles, potato chips, woo, more potato chips, cowboy bark from Trader Joe's, more potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
cookies, and bottled water. Mm-hmm. guys, let's jump into this next segment here. This segment, and you guys are going to work together on the next two segments. But this next segment is called Hi-splain It To Me.
Ooh, I like that.
Hi-splain it, baby.
Hi-splain it to me is just basically you guys are high, and I'm going to give you a concept. And you are going to pretend as if DJ Blue Dream and myself are maybe even from another planet or could possibly have never known or... Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it. Okay,
uh-oh. Can you hear all right?
I can hear now. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Mess anything else up?
No, I can hear now. Can everybody hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mono, you're good?
I can hear now. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool. and basically, you guys are going to. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I heard that now too. Actually.
So. Now I can't hear anything.
I was just turning on and off the
I'm
recording.
I'm so sorry. I just went to type.
I don't think it's you, buddy. I think it's just.
Yeah.
Now I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if I can't tell if I'm hearing my headphones or just. The room, you know what I mean?
It's bad headphones.
Oh, yeah?
No,
we can't hear.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
What does it sound like?
It just now sounds like empty.
Blah, 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 blah.
Men, yeah, that turned off. Now it's on.
Okay.
I just saw the power cable.
Oh, the power cable was loose.
Okay.
That'll do it.
We're still recording, right?
Yeah.
All right. We can edit all this stuff out.
Woo!
So basically, I'm going to give you guys for Hi-splain It To Me, I'm going to give you a concept, and together you guys are going to try to explain exactly what it is to the best of your ability. And DJ Blue Dream and I will, we're going to act as if we have no idea what you're talking about. And so you're going to work together while you're high to figure out how to explain this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. You guys are going to high-splain to DJ Blue Dream and I what numerology is. Numerology.
Well, we all know it's the study of numbers.
We all know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's study of numbers with like numbers have special meaning, right?
Yes, duh.
Yes. And there are, I'm sorry, Mana.
No. It's about that numbers have certain special meanings.
So sorry, real fast. Uh-huh. So what are numbers?
Okay. So I guess they're language designations to value
that we have assigned value and meaning to certain symbols, mm-hmm. and they represent quantities.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
Quantity is in like how much of something,
right? Yes. And numerology is kind of about like the psychology of how these different numbers affect us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, for instance, you know, the number 3. What the heck is that? And why did it become such a symbol of so much, like holy... For so many religions, 3 became a really significant number.
Right.
And kind of trying to understand and study those trends in psychology as well as human behavior.
So 3 is a... Is everybody's favorite number? Is that what you're saying?
3 is kind of the Rachel symbol of the numerology world. It's kind of like, you like 3.
Oh, we know that reference. Yes,
Yeah. Rachel Green.
Of course. Friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's important. 3 would be important. And 7.
Oh, 7.
So like
7's the Chandler.
We as humans deal with these numbers every day for lots of stuff. So sometimes we look deeper into them and find greater meaning.
Oh.
Why are some numbers unlucky? Is that part of numerology?
Complicated. There's mixed. Some of them
there
have been
mixed.
There
are two camps of thought within the numerology community about whether or not that should be a part of it.
They're on a break. The numerology community is on a break.
You guys
well,
know,
some would say that they are not
on
a break.
You guys Friends and not enough.
Oh, we watch Friends all the time on our
love
planet.
Friends.
Love Friends.
I'm a Phoebe guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's how it's here's an analogy that'll work for you. It's kind of complicated. It's like, okay, why did six become associated with evil? It's like, is it because psychologically?
Because 7, 8, 9.
And six had to watch the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So he fucked him up. No, but seriously, guys.
It's because there's six friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very interesting. Yeah, you bring that up. It's like, it's very complicated. It's like, okay. Do we hate it because of religion? Or do we hate it because we innately don't like the number six? I like to compare six to Janus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just complicated everything.
Okay.
So we're unsure of if it was it Chandler's fault.
Got you.
Did Janus create problems that were always going to be there between Monica? And Chandler. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now I think I'm starting to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to another thing that DJ Blue Dream and I would love to know more about.
Good. Our answer was really good, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think I understand a little bit more about numerology. What about how could you high-splain intersectional feminism? Mm. What is high splain? What is intersectional? I saw these two words on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Which I just learned about. Internet.
Looking at a friend's forum, and then happened to talk about.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, that's a really hot topic these days. As the only white woman present, I think I'm definitely probably the one who can best explain what intersectional feminism.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes, white woman.
Okay, so...
Go, white woman, go.
So feminism is, of course, just the radical notion that women and men should have equal rights. And,
radical notion.
You're being facetious for people who don't understand anything. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This up here, this guy is... He is the peanut butter to my jelly. He is the Oreo cream filling to my outer Oreo. So I'm so glad that he's here to help explain too.
Yes, if I could interrupt.
Please, you man.
Do you know what intersectionality alone would mean?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of... When people sometimes want the same things, a lot of times those wants diverge. And ideally something intersectional would... address all of those divergences, or at least hear them.
Okay, so DJ Blue Dream and I want more episodes of Friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
How's that intersectionality?
Wow.
Well, maybe there's people who want a spinoff of Friends.
Joey.
Oh.
Is that the same as wanting more episodes of Friends?
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
There's people on the other side who would say, no, it's not. If it were to, has to be a continuation of the story, and Joey is clearly a new tangent, which does not continue the same saga. Yeah.
Right.
But in regard to intersectional feminism, it's very complicated because as being not a man myself, I can speak to this experience and say it's like you the multiple ways in which you identify put you at odds with mainstream culture. And so, for instance, they cause a divide in your personal wants and therefore your identity. For instance, a woman who both wants to have a worth outside of having a child, but also wants to have a child.
Interesting.
She's, am I correct in this?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just learned what a child was recently.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You used to be one.
Yeah. Whoa. Crazy. Intersectional feminism.
You use a lot of child analogies now that
Can we reference more Friends episodes?
A Ben. It's always. A child is a Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A child is a Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Or an Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an Emma.
Intersectional feminism is the Thanksgiving episode of our lives. We know it's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, you go. We know it's coming.
Gonna ask if it was the one where they play football or the one where they see their past lives.
Both. Both depends on what stage of development we're at.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
That's beautiful. That's great. Well, I think any high listeners that we have, maybe they learned something new about numerology and also intersectional feminism.
Through Friends.
Yeah, through Friends. Thanks for that, you guys.
Oh, my God. Thank
you.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Before we get to our final setup here, our final comedic challenge, let's check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute. I'm picking up
good vibrations. Good vibes. She's giving me excitation. Not bad vibes. Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay, here's a little recommendation. Oh, you know what? Since we were just talking about it, I'm going to do this. If you go on YouTube, look up the user Mahesh Raghavan. It's an Indian name. MaheshRaghavan.
Okay.
What he does is he does these beautiful, like, Indian classical versions of songs. So, for example, I'll play you one. They make songs I've heard sound way more beautiful.
Wow.
That is a better version.
Oh my God.
That was incredible.
Amazing.
So wonderful.
It's superior. It's a superior version.
There's so many. There's like songs like you'll get this. And they just make them all sound way more like spacey and beautiful.
It like fills it flows constantly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Also superior.
Yeah. Anyway, he's just got a whole bunch of these. And
I like idea of the...
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I like the idea of the Indian friends still somehow being cast with six white people.
Yeah.
Like, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried. This is the best talent we could find.
That's so funny.
We're all doing Indian characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mad TV style.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Logan Paul is Chandler. The Indian Chandler.
Ben Kingsley is Joey.
Even
that he's in this.
That's really
funny.
He
played Gandhi.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Which for years after that, I remember being a kid, but like in high school, and seeing that movie, mm-hmm. and then just assuming for years that Ben Kingsley was Indian.
Yeah.
I think he is like a quarter Indian or something like that.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's got like a little, just because there's so many British people with Indian blood.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I guess I also never, at that age, you don't know what cultural appropriation is or anything like that.
No, so none of us did.
Also, the culture's now talking. I feel like that was stuff that no one really cared about also.
Yeah.
Or vocally, anyway.
Because multiculturalism was so big, and it was like, it's complicated.
Yeah. We're going to jump to this last segment here real fast, you guys. And this last segment is called Deweeded Scenes.
All my weed is gone. All my weed is gone. All my weed is gone.
This scene has been deweeded.
So deweeded scenes is basically where I'm going to give you guys a deleted scene from a movie. And you guys are going to improvise and show us what that scene looks like and what that scene is. And this scene, this deleted scene is from the movie Clueless.
Oh, shit.
And so the director went, so I'm basically going to set it up with DJ Blue Dream here and you guys will go straight into it. Make sense? So DJ Blue Dream, we've obviously got the film Clueless here, and we're looking at one of the more famous deleted scenes from the film Clueless is when the director at the party scene, the party that was in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So the director tried to include a scene where at the party. It actually turned into the movie Clue. There was a murder at the party, and all the characters in Clueless were all suddenly suspicious. It's an interesting direction to go for this movie.
I can see why they deleted it.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Rolling with the homies. Oh, what a great song. Oh, man. It's so great being a fly-by-night popular. I love it. I'm Ty.
Hey, I'm Elton. We know each other.
Hey, Elton. Yeah, you guys, like, have totally met each other, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't Ty just a total Betty?
Yeah, sure. Only because I see her through your eyes. Mm.
Can you believe I used to be fucking ugly before my makeover?
Vaguely.
Guys, stop the party. Stop the party. Amber is dead.
That bitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Somebody here must have murdered her.
Wait a second. Is it because she went back to Dr. Sarkeesian? Her first nose job was so botched. He probably botched her again.
You're bad.
I'm bad. Sorry, my friend's dead.
No, it's important that we have levity in our situation. So we can decide who killed Amber and still have fun.
I mean, listen, she may have wanted a single white female me, but I had no problems with her.
Wait a second, guys. I just noticed 6 dangerous items are missing from the party table that are usually there. There's the clutch, the red solo cup.
The
second blow credit card. 3 more.
My Alana. Alaya.
Your Alaya, your dress?
Yeah, oh, just kidding. That's on me.
Okay, okay. There's the, of course, I got this. There's
Candelabra.
Candelabra. And the revolver.
Yeah.
Guys, we can't have a party without those things.
Oh.
I bet one of those things was used to kill Amber.
Oh, God, I never even thought about that. I was just sitting here thinking about how sexually attracted I am to my sister.
Josh, you say the weirdest things sometimes.
Stop it, Josh.
So do you.
But
God,
is it like,
I love you.
It's weird. Mm. Like, because you guys are just step siblings?
But
you grew up together.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds like it'll never happen. So, Cher, do you want to get out?
Yeah, it would be a weird way to end this story that doesn't need a romance aspect. Oh my God, our friend's dead.
Okay, well, again, I'm not really sure how this goes, but I know that I didn't do it because I have been focused this whole night.
And paused. You know, DJ Blue Dream, I think this is really interesting, and I will say this: this definitely would be. You know, I could see this as some sort of like, you know, fun, silly SNL type of sketch. But the fact that they included this in the actual or wanted to include it in the actual Clueless movie is pretty ridiculous. Now, this next part here sort of threw me off because all of a sudden they introduce like a super British butler, really leaning into Clue. So I don't know. Let's see how that plays out.
I'm sorry none of you can be leaving at this moment. The doors have been locked.
But my dad says I need to be home in 20 minutes.
Something you haven't revealed to one another is that you all knew each other before high school.
Reginald, you should know your place. You're the house butler, okay? You're here to serve us, not make accusations.
And I would agree with you. That was until I walked in on you and that total hottie Stacy Stratton.
You like Stacy? Wait, what?
No, I walked in on you sleeping with Stacy Stratton, which is why I'm able to blackmail you.
Oh, yeah.
And why?
No one can know I have sex. It's my secret shame.
You come from a very asexual family.
So let's pause it there.
Yeah.
You know, again, really interesting stuff here, because then in the subsequent scenes that we saw, they, you know, which they did delete,
right,
we really got into the subplot of this guy's sexuality and
mm-hmm.
how it's a hidden secret.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, it's all very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just see how it concludes here.
Yeah, let's take a look at what was intended to be the final scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Or it could have happened this way.
That's the weed it says. Oh man.
Am I guys like Clue?
This guys, this is so fun.
Oh my God, what a blast.
Yeah. What a blast. You guys, you got high, you came here, you got put on the spot, had to do comedy. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
I feel really good. You guys gave us great snacks.
Great snacks, great vibes.
Are so fun.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, cheers. Thank you.
They were so fun. Like Thank I was you. It was so perfect to have like enough of weird stuff to do and not feel like I have to create everything.
Yeah.
It was great. You guys are really good at that.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, thanks. Man.
I had a blast.
Well, you guys gotta come back. Gotta come back on and do it again.
Always.
Where can our listeners find you on the internet, social media, anything like that, Mono?
Yeah, find me at my name on social media, Mono Agapian. You can find me at Horny for Horror. I have a podcast.
Yes.
All things horror and comedy, etc. It's really fun.
With Betsy Sodaro.
Yeah, and Adam McCabe.
And Adam McCabe, who've also been on this show as well. Yeah, give that a listen. What days does it come out?
It comes out Fridays.
Fridays.
Yeah, and we have a ton of stuff. I don't know when this is coming out, but we have a ton of stuff happening in October, including like live, we're hosting screenings and doing a show at UCB Sunset. So just follow us on social media, Horny for Horror. That's Horny, the number 4, Horror.
Give it a listen, guys. Hillary Ann Matthews, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Hillary Ann Matthews, and I'm on Twitter at Falloray, F-A-L-O-R-A-Y.
Nice. Awesome. Mike Capristo?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Capristo. I don't post much, but if I suddenly got like followers, I would start posting.
Okay, well.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at I'm Too Effing High. Also, don't forget, we do a live show every month at UCB. The next one is Friday, October 12th at midnight with Mary Holland, Tim Baltz, and Sissy Fenwick. Roller joint, pack a bowl, and spend $5 to come laugh your ass off. Stay too effing high, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Hello.
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 Check out our new podcast,
Barely Composed,
with us,
Femini Trio.
Each week, we write a brand new comedic song with one of our funny friends.
Listen and subscribe to Barely Composed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Campfire.